Yo, what up? This is CNC. I'm your host. It's Picasso. I got a lot on for today. So I got Sloan Bell on here. We gonna play that audio where she talking about what happened with Diddy. And a lot of people posting that video. She posted it like 3 weeks ago. But everybody know Diddy's house got raided. All that. And they got these allegations coming up. Sex trafficking charges. They got Prince Harry involved overseas. It's about to come out. It's already like brewing a little bit, but it hasn't like officially come out. So people don't know the whole dynamics of the situation. I wanted to get into this gematria thing though, but I'm gonna run down like a few of these definitions and just like an overview of what she's talking about before I start playing it. So Sloan Bella, she's a YouTube influencer, but like on her side in real life, she be doing a lot of spiritual occultism, the study of it. I don't know if she's deeply into it. I don't know what she that devil's into. You know what I mean? You can only take what somebody puts out there on the internet, YouTubers, influencers, TikTok, whatever. You can only take what they do on the video for face value. Like, you really can't. You can like sit there and try to figure out who they are as a person, but when the camera's off, you really don't know who they are. We don't know. I don't know, unless you know them personally, if they're the same way off camera as they are on camera. So I'm going to highlight a few definitions, like spiritual occultism, astrophysics, which is different from astrology. Don't confuse the two. They're two different things, like married together. Gematria, and then conscious cognitive awareness. So like what I'm talking about is when you talk about occultism, like when you hear that, some people just think like, it's a cult or, oh, it's the devil, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. But in actuality, you think about it, the definition of it, I got this off of Britannica. I studied spiritual occultism. I listened to a lot of things. I read a lot of books. I'm not going to sit here and give you the rundown and like be like Oprah or some shit and tell you, go read this book this week. Go figure this out. There's books out there. You go search it up and you find out too. Like, that's what I had to do. I got it from my therapist. But so occultism is various theories and practices involving a belief in knowledge or use of supernatural forces or beings. So when you say supernatural forces and beings, yes, that relates to religion, the devil, God, and all that. But it also relates to the characters too. Did you know that there's people out there that like deep dive and get into worshiping or like taking on the mass, like the energy of different entities and different things? It sounds weird, don't it? People worship. But guess what? People do it all the time. People do it with sports. People do it with media, entertainment. Yeah. We all do it. Everybody's like susceptible to that. It's just a thing. Now, how much time you put into that, that's on you. Some people put in more than others. It's like, what are you worshiping? What are you putting your time into? Like, what are you focused on? I'm focused on creating. So that's what I do. So back to the definition. So occultism is just various theories. So you think of various theories, people studying things. There's people that read stuff and there's people that came up with these philosophies and conjured up all these ideas, bounced it off of each other. Kind of like how people do in music when they collaborate. When you think about it, somebody like Adele or Lady Gaga, big artists. I'm talking about huge artists that could go on tour and make like a slew of money. And sometimes they don't even go on tour because it's like they got so much money. They're like, man, I'm cool. I know it seems like it's impossible a celebrity to be like, I got too much money, I'm cool. But it's that happens though. And then the reason why they go back out and do stuff is because they get talked into it. Or they're bored or whatever. You know how people begin. People be having all this money, be bored, be like, how the hell? Anyway, so occultism, in a nutshell, is theories. A whole bunch of theories, not backed by anything. And it's the use of supernatural forces and beings with that. So you're combining all that and then coming up with your own. It varies by the person too, because people can mix and match and do all this different and all that energy. Like, that's a lot of energy that you can conjure up, and they think they can control it. And the more you dive into it, the more you keep doing it, you start believing it, and things start manifesting. You might see something happen. But it's concerning the spirit, physical and the non-physical. So when you think about people worshiping stuff, that could be real things. Like I was saying, like with sports and stuff like that. And I know sports isn't real, but that world is real. The world that they're in, that you just turn on ESPN, it's a whole world, isn't it? Like it's a constant thing. It's constantly flowing, just like the political world is. Mass media, all that, wars, it's a different world. Like, we're living in a universe, a multiverse, with like so much stuff going on. Like, and we can argue whether it's real or not. Football is fake, just like you're talking about wrestling's fake. Like, you go in there and let Brock Lesnar throw you around, see how you feel. How do you get up? I've seen Pat McAfee get folded, I've seen Snoop get folded. Carl Malone, I remember back in the day. Okay, we're going off on a tangent. So back to this. So concerning the spirit, physical and non-physical. Astrophysics is the physical nature of stars and other celestial bodies, and the application of laws and theories of physics to the interpretation of astronomical observations. Got that from the Oxford Language Group. That's the definition of astrophysics. So when you break that down, astrophysics is basically like satellite readings, phone connections, the info used to better understand the universe and physical matter in the processes of the solar system. So all that, you know, all that high-tech science stuff, all of that, physics and chemistry, that's all it is. Then we go to, I already talked about occultism, that's concerning the spirit. Astrophysics, that's like satellite reading, phone connections, that's physics and chemistry mixed together. And then gematria is the method of interpreting Hebrew scriptures by computing the numerical value of words based on their constituent letters. Sorry, I fumbled on that. So constituent means part of a whole. So an example of that would be like, you know how minerals make up a rock, kind of like that. Like, we're talking about something when I say, or when you say, anyone says, hey, like if they're talking about that rock, something that happened with that rock, they're talking about the whole thing. They're not just talking about, they're talking about the minerals too, you feel me? Because the minerals are a part of the rock, but it's not, it doesn't make up the rock as a whole, if you get that. Like, there's a lot of things that are like that. Like, when you talk about certain things that are on something, an example would be like, another example, let me see, like a chain or something like that, and a medallion, like the diamonds that are on like a pendant. Like, if you're talking about the entire pendant, yeah, you're talking about the pendant, but then you can talk about the diamonds too and not talk about the pendant. If that makes sense. So, Gematria. If you still don't understand that, it's the method of interpreting Hebrew scriptures by computing the numerical value of words, because you know words are numbers, based on those of their constituent letters. So they're part of a whole. One of the examples they use from the Bible for Gematria, Genesis 14. So in Genesis 14, Abraham brings 318 men to battle. I forget how to pronounce his name, but his name is Eliezer, his friend, Abraham's friend. His name, he brought him to battle. His name adds up to the number 318. So 318 men, his friend, Abraham's friend, Eliezer, his name adds up to the number 318. So those two things together, they're saying that, like, you know, all things were aligned and stuff like that. And God helped them win the battle is a sign. So if you have conscious cognitive awareness, you can pick up on things like that that I just mentioned. You could pick up on gematria, astrophysics, and spiritual occultism. If you have a conscious cognitive awareness, you can pick up on intellectual activity in anything. It doesn't matter what it is. If it doesn't have intellectual activity, you're not going to pick up on it. But if it has that, any ounce or inch, whatever, you're going to pick up on that, just like, or it's going to like bother you until like you figure it out. And you can just say, forget it, I don't care. But like, it's still there. All right, before I start playing this, before I start playing Bella for you, right before I got done doing my research for this, shout out to the people in Baltimore that are affected by the bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. But what I'm about to break down right now, well, not break down, I'm just going to tell you about it because it's really not breaking down. Somebody already did this for you. I hate when people say, like, oh, it's a breakdown, and like try to make it spooky or something like that, or try to talk about like the end of the world. Like, I'm tired of people talking about the end of times and stuff like that. Did you know the end of times are like, because you talk about the global reset and stuff like that, calamities, the end of times have already happened, and then it reoccurs and then resets again. So when you're talking about we're living in the end of times, we did that already. A few times over, you probably didn't realize it. Like, how different was things before COVID? How different was things before 9/11? Before all the world wars? Like, you can count those as calamities too, and resets. People die. How many people have to die for it to be a reset? Does everyone have to die? I'm not about to get into that. Anyway, this is something to think about. So, as far as gematria goes, Baltimore, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, I'm about to hit you with this. And even if you don't know about gematria, this is good for you to understand, because it's something recent, and then you can look into it and try to figure it out and be like, what? So Baltimore, Maryland, Francis Scott Key Bridge, it collapsed. So the day that it happened was March 26th. So 3/26, March 26th. Now you flip that backwards, 26 over 3, so 263. Remember those numbers. This is what gematria does. This is crazy. So, a riddle for the Brotherhood at Yale. They use the skull and crossbones as their emblem. Skull and crossbones is a Masonic fraternity. So, skull and crossbones reversed is 263. And then the standard is 2632 for Masonic. So, Yale University, home of Order 322, which uses skull and crossbones backwards, is 223. It turned 322 years old last year. So, 2023. You see a pattern? I'll say it again. Yale University, home of Order 322, which uses the skull and crossbones, equals 223. Turned 322 years old, like the fraternity, it turned 322 years old in 2023. So, like, that's where they're bringing you in on the hook. It's the skull and crossbones, 223. 322 years old in 2023. Like, take the zero out, 223, you see. So, Brotherhood, that's highlighted. So, shortly after midnight this morning, the Francis Scott Key Bridge was struck by a massive shipping vessel. That's what happened. Compromising its support structure, sending the bridge crumbling into the port of Baltimore. So, Francis Scott Key is the man who wrote the Star Spangled Banner, not the Pledge of Allegiance. So, get that right. So, the Star Spangled Banner, he wrote that. It's a poem in Baltimore during the War of 1812. According to the official reports, the bridge in Maryland collapsed at 1:28 a.m. So, today, or yesterday, the 26th, Tuesday, 128 days before Key's birthday. So, 1:28 a.m., 128 days before Key's birthday. They're tying those two in. Because his birthday is August 1st of this year. That's 128 days from Tuesday, March 26th. So, as it goes on to say, Maryland in Gematria, if you add up the numbers that Maryland represents in reverse, it equals 128. M equals 14. A equals 26. R equals 9. Y equals 2. L equals 15. A equals 26. N equals 13. And D equals 23. And it's Gematria in reverse. Alright. Because the way Gematria works, like, everything is synonymous with the numbers and letters. So, like, A would be 1. B would be 2. C would be 3. And so on. But if you do it backwards, you feel me, like Z would be 1, Y would be 2, X would be 3, you feel me? So that's how they got that for the Maryland. They did it backwards, added up all the numbers I just said to you, and it equals 128. In January 2022, this person's page that I'm on, the Gematrinator, he got a blog, gematrinator.com. You can check it out. So, in January 2022, he made a video following a bridge collapse that occurred in Frick Park, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Coincidentally, the same day that President Joe Biden visited the city to talk about infrastructure. He tied in the political stuff. But what I'm trying to tell you is, like, there's more to this. I could keep scrolling. But what I'm trying to tell you is, even though things are hidden, we can see what's going on. Can't hide it. So, because they're tying in a lot of more stuff on here, like the Vatican and Freemasons. The Francis Scott Key Bridge opened on the 23rd of March. So that's 23-3. And if you spell... Oh, that's crazy. The Francis Scott Key Bridge, if you do gematria on those letters. 70. Francis represents, like if you add up all the numbers of Francis, 70. Scott is 77. Key is 41. Bridge is 45. You add up all them numbers, guess what that equals? 233. So. They got everything on here. Like even the, hold on, I'm trying to find his name. Even the mayor of Baltimore, they have stuff about him on here too. It's crazy. So, I just broke down some gematria for you. Shout out to the people in Baltimore, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. If you want to do some research on that, you can do it too. I got links. My email is amlp221@gmail.com. If you want some info on it, or just drop a comment on the podcast. Follow me, hit me up. I'll respond. I'll engage. So we're going to get to this Sloan Bella. I'm about to just give you a brief overview of what she's talking about. It's crazy. Like, you can just pick up on the keynotes. I'm going to record the keynotes. So a lot of people are saying she predicted Diddy's demise. Like 3 weeks ago, she posted this video that I'm about to let you hear. And she just said March 2024, like something going to happen to Diddy, and you see what's going on right now. She listed off a lot of other people, the stuff that will happen to him. I added some people to it because I'm like, you know, when did they start like roping people up for stuff like this? And then it's like, oh, it's unheard of. And then it's like, oh, no, I guess it's not. Because that's what happens with the mainstream media. Like things that they're trying to hide, they try to normalize it. And then when it's normalized, when it happens on a catastrophic level, it's just nothing. So she was mentioning it. She was name dropping people. Obama, R. Kelly, P. Diddy, MC Hammer, Chris Brown. All with sex trafficking. Something has to do with sex trafficking. And she was breaking down a lot of stuff. She was using a lot of occultism to explain Jay-Z. Like, he's born on December 4th, 1969. She said he's an earth booster. She debunked some stuff about people that talk about him online when they say that he's a Pisces rising. I don't know if you've heard what that is. You could look it up. I could do a whole nother episode on just stuff about that. That has to do with astrophysics, though. But she debunked a lot of stuff. She even tried to break it down. Like, a lot of people said he was a Pisces rising. She's like, no, he's a Virgo's rising. She broke all that down. She said he was involved in earthbound worship. And he has fake stories on starting out. Rags to riches is bullshit. I think that's funny because... a lot of rappers that talk about Jay-Z, they say that, you know, like, oh, he's, you know, he really not from the streets, da, da, da. Like, people from New York, too, and it's crazy, like, when I was growing up, because I used to be, like, into it, like, the rap game, how people kind of look at wrestling and stuff like that, because, like, I was into wrestling heavy, too, but I was really into, because I was a kid, I was really into anime before that. Before anime was cool, like I was already hip to it. Dragon Ball Z, I didn't watch Naruto, I'm sorry. Like, I just didn't watch that shit. Like, I still haven't. And I'm probably not going to. Because, like, I'm not about to debate about it. I'm just not going to. I give it credit where credit's due, but, like, rest in peace, Akira Toriyama. I watched Dragon Ball Z a lot more. Dragon Ball Super, GT, all that. Anyways, but I said that to say this. You know, when you pay attention to like stuff that goes on in the rap game, people that beef with other people or stuff like that, anybody that didn't like Jay-Z or like wasn't cool with him, or even people that tried to throw salt on him, like they always said he wasn't really a rapper like that, as far as like, oh, he might, you know, because he always seems like he always has money and stuff like that. But like other rappers would try to degrade him and say like, oh, he's only in his position because like he, you know, he got lucky type shit. But it's like, we as kids, we weren't thinking about it. We're just like, oh, okay, they're hating something like that. But like, they're not hating. They're like, they might know something that we don't, you know, until the truth comes to light. And she kept name dropping too. She's talking about Clive Davis. I know he weird too. You can look up Clive Davis. He's into music, but he's really old. He's old. She said he had a shift in a personality, so I relate that to, she didn't mention it, but he has had a change of personality. If you think about it, like that shit that happened with Solange in the elevator, the Kanye stuff, just recently with the Grammy stir up. You know, he had to say what he had to say at the Grammy. He ain't, that's why everybody's wondering, like, why did he say that? He ain't have to say that. You think about it, because she was breaking that down too. You'll hear about it. She said that, you know, Jay-Z is Beyonce's handler. So, like, if you look at it from that type of aspect, because you might comb over and overshadow it with, oh, that's her husband, blah, 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 his boyfriend. But you think from since the beginning, like, before, even before they made that song together, they were dating. But Jay-Z was so much older than her, because Beyonce's birthday is September 4th, 1981. So, 1969, 1981. Anyway, she said he'd be low-key like money laundering with the alcohol businesses. He got to wash his money. We always see that in the TV shows. So, like, come on. Like, it can't be that hard to come up with some type of business to where you could wash your money. If you're making money illegally, if you getting it. Jay-Z got that song, too, talking about he getting it. He always talking about he, you know, drug dealing rap. Like, I'm retired. You know? I got all these M's. You ever heard somebody say Saturn and retrograde, or talk about retrograde period? That has to do with astrophysics too. And she said it's linked. She'll break it down, but it's linked. Like Saturn in retrograde, people who are born on the 4th of the month, their father's influence is tampered with. They have like this walk alone mindset. They're subsequent, also absent. So you think about a father that's not there, because she talked about it too. And I was thinking about it, I was like, damn, like that's kind of deep. My father was there in my life. So when I try to relate to it, I look at it as the opposite of what I would have. So you think about it like a father not there because of jail, a job. He doesn't have interest in being a father. And then what if he wasn't told? So like all four of those things can come together or be separate and can ruin a child's whole perspective of what a father can be. And that could happen. He could be in jail. You know, he could have a job. He's not there all the time. No matter what, you're like, a father's still gonna get ridiculed. Like, you could have all the money, whatever. You could be straight. He could be paying all the bills. Everything could be cool. But guess what? He gonna have to be at work. Them little hours, you gotta be at work. Separate from the kids. There's no, of course you'll have a balance, but like there's still gonna be an uptick in each of the family members' idea of what the father is. Like there's gonna be a point in time, there's gonna be something within the year, like the father ain't gonna be able to be there. And y'all, they're going to hold that against them. It don't, it's just human nature. A father couldn't have no interest. Like, women already know about that. And then what if he wasn't told? You know, some girl had a baby, wasn't realizing, or poked a hole in the condom, and boom. Boom. Saturn and Taurus, I don't know if you ever heard that. That has to do with astrology. Notice when she talks about that, she says something about he's not just a businessman. Like, you know, he always be talking about his business. I'm a businessman. But, like, he does other things too. Like, he appears to be the moneymaker. But she said, you know, he's not rapping anymore. Like, he's been putting Beyonce up this whole time. If you think about it, like, the hottest chick in the game, like, is she? I ain't about to talk about it. And then my last thing I want to talk about, like, the CIA has always been in hip-hop, if you think about it, like, Tupac and Biggie, 50 Cent in the game, like, that shit was about to be epic. Like, they stopped it, though, both of them, before they could escalate. Like, 50 Cent in game was, like, Biggie and Tupac part two, like, it really was, if you think about it, at that time. Like, right now, it probably wouldn't be, but, like, at that time. And I was watching a lot of DVDs. You could look up the footage and, you know, it's YouTubes and all types of shit. But that DVD that the game has, Stop Snitching, Stop Lying, like, he was being followed when he was making that DVD. Like, that DVD is, like, one of the craziest street DVDs I've ever seen, like. And I used to watch it a lot and just, like, dissect, like, what he was doing. This man, like, went to 50 Cent's house. Like, I don't know if y'all remember back. I forget what year it was. But after, I think it was before his second album came out, 50 Cent had, like, so much money. Or his third album, my bad. Because his first album was Power of a Dollar. His second album was Get Rich or Die Trying. His third album was The Massacre. But his second album was bigger than his first album. So some people thought his first album was Get Rich or Die Trying. It was just the first album on the Shady Aftermath label with Eminem and Dr. Dre. So he made all that money on his second album. It's like highest selling artist, whatever. He bought Mike Tyson's old house. And this house, like, Mike Tyson had won this house from, you know, his fighting days, like, in the 90s, like, this house was huge. Everybody knew. Like, 50 Cent had an episode of Cribs first. And then it was in Connecticut. He had an episode on Cribs show. I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube. You can find it. But, like, he showed the crib and stuff like that. It's like, God, it's nice. It's crazy big. But he's been in the media. Like, you can tell he, like, he shouldn't have bought that house. He said he lost a lot of money getting that house. But what I'm trying to get at is, during their beef, 50 Cent in the game went to that house. He was, like, dipping around in the backyard and all this crazy shit. Like, he was doing some crazy stuff. And I saw a recent interview of him on Drink Champs from last year. And he was just talking about his antics and why he was acting like that. Like, you should watch that DVD and just see, like, like, he was being followed. Like, he felt like he was being followed by the CIA. Like, to me, just watching it from, I was watching it from a fan's eye. But, like, just looking at it from a political eye, just watching what he was doing. Like, that could have led up to the demise of one of those artists. Seriously. Like, if it wouldn't have got stopped. There was, like, a shooting and all that stuff, like, at Hot 97 Radio in New York. Game talks about it. 50 don't really talk about it like that. But Game, he's on record, like, talking about, like, what happened and all that. And a lot of people be like, oh, he lying, blah, blah. He really ain't no street dude. But, like, one of his people's got, when somebody, I think, I don't know, no, I don't think somebody died, because there would have been a case behind it. But there was, like, a couple people that got shot that night. And, like Game had brought his homies, like, from California out there. And he talks about that night, and he has, like, songs about it and all that. But it's like, he said he was willing to die for all that. He thought he was supposed to die like Tupac. So, like, it could have went that way. Like, if 50 Cent felt the same way, like, if he was supposed to be, you know. But I'm pretty sure he didn't have that energy towards the situation. So, that's why it didn't go like that. So, I'm about to let you hear this Sloan Bella. You listening to CNC. Get up with me. I'll engage back.
So as soon as we hit the agenda of 2030, 6 years later, we're done. So this particular powerful person no longer has reign over what is going on in the public eye, okay, or in the music industry. There is a complete takedown of this energy right now. And I go through so many people around him. It's not just him. He's the one that took the bait and power. But remember, when you take the power, they're always coming for your power. We see that everywhere we go. We see that in any business, little restaurants, all the way up to huge corporations, to huge public celebrities. So who am I talking about? I'm talking about Jay-Z, if you didn't figure it out, with his very famous wife. And there was a lot of stuff online that had him as a Pisces rising. You know me, I'm not going to buy that when you're that articulate. He's pretty articulate and pretty focused. Perhaps that's not going to be Pisces rising. I found more other sources that put him at a Virgo rising, which makes perfect sense to me given that he married a Virgo and that Virgo plays an integral role in his power. So I'm talking about Jay-Z, who was born on December 4th of 1969. He is an Earth Rooster. Now it's interesting because roosters are the bosses of the zodiac, Chinese astrology. They are the directors, the dictators. So they're going to tell you how it's done, which really, when you're in a position of power career-wise, this would be something that would be a benefit to your personality. So he is an earth rooster, controlled and possessed by earthbound things, okay? So the things that we manifest on earth, you know, the money, the power, the fame that we're taught here. We're born into families and we just grow up and we're told, you know, you want to aspire to be this guy because he's a billionaire. And they all have fake stories. Now, I want to point that out. Fake stories about the nonsense on how they started and how they got to where they are. That's not entirely true. So I never want anybody to believe these stories of rags to riches bullshit, because it's bullshit. Anyway, energetically speaking, Jay-Z is a Libra moon, sun in Sagittarius, and Virgo rising. Now, what I found so interesting is he has Pluto on the ascendant. It's not a tight conjunction, but it is within orb of a conjunction, okay? So orb degree of a conjunction. So when we have Pluto close to the ascendant, number one, that acts, regardless of the sign it's in, okay, it acts like a Scorpio rising. So we are never going to know the truth about this person, because Pluto on the ascendant is like, I either invite you in or I shut the door, okay? The door is being shut on him right now, by the way. Anyway, he is a Virgo rising, Pluto in Virgo on the ascendant. Now, Pluto is out of sign conjunction to the moon in Libra. Beyonce has a Libra rising, according to online, and she is a Virgo. So this makes perfect sense. Her sun sits on his ascendant. His moon, it's a mutual reception. His moon sits on her ascendant. On an emotional level, she is exactly what he envisions for himself. Exactly that. Now, he has an out of sign conjunction from Pluto to the moon, and then conjunct Uranus. Now, that is very hard to control in Libra. It's also unique. So the way that he thinks on an emotional level, and the way that his women are, starting with his mother, all the way back to his mother, and any female relatives that kind of shaped who he is, it's an ingenious type of energy because it's connected to Uranus. And Uranus in Libra is creatively, well, number one, it's visually, creatively, artistically, aesthetically pleasing to the public. So there would be that. Now, Uranus is conjunct the second house. You can be damn sure this man uses astrology. I'm going to say that. He uses astrology and he makes his money in unique and odd ways, which he does have facets in clothing and alcohol, a lot like the P. Diddy shit, which is code for I need to get rid of mass amounts of money from other type of work I'm doing. And how do I do that? I open up businesses and I run my money through these different businesses. This is just what I see with this. So he's got Uranus conjuncting the second house. Neptune conjunct Venus in Scorpio. Oh my God. Okay, so anyway, Venus in Scorpio is a sneaky one because it starts off all sexual for the purpose of sex. Like, I want to get with you. Neptune is there, which adds a spiritual element and or a delusional element, okay? It can be delusional or spiritual, or spiritually delusional. Like, this is my queen and I'm her king and we're going to be together as they act in public. In the lay terms, with people in day-to-day life, Venus conjunct Neptune can be very difficult because you don't see the person as they are. You can hold them on a pedestal and devalue them equally as quickly, which can be very difficult for the relationship if you're the one being devalued or put on a pedestal, because nobody wants either one. You just want to be seen as you are, actually, technically. So we have Sun and Mercury conjunct in Sag. Now this is a smart man. This is smart and it's articulate. It's in Sagittarius. Now, because he's born on December 4th and has a Saturn retrograde in Taurus in the 8th house. So Saturn retrograde instantly, automatically removes the father's influence from your life. Now, what do I mean by that? It can mean you have a working father who does not have time to come home and spend time with the kids. It can mean that your father's locked up in jail. It can mean that your father has no interest in being a father and or karmically wasn't told he was the father of you. So it can bring about so much in a person's chart. But the person who owns the Saturn retrograde, meaning the person with Saturn retrograde in their chart, it basically opens them up to the idea that they walk alone without the support of the father figure, whomever it is. It doesn't mean other people don't step in, all of that, but the father of origin, the birth father, is absent, and subsequent fathers after are absent. The fourth of the month, every month, all the way from January all the way through to Pisces, like beginning of the year to the end of the year, which is December, actually not Pisces, from Aries to Pisces. I was doing from the first of the year. Anyway, Aries is actually the first of the year. We know this, but they screw with us with the calendar. Anyway, from Aries to Pisces, anybody born on the fourth of the month is absent a father figure. And as a result of, makes their own...
If you don't know how to make corn...
month, all the way from January all the way through to Pisces, like beginning of the year to the end of the year, which is December, actually not Pisces, from Aries to Pisces. I was doing from the first of the year. Anyway, Aries is actually the first of the year. We know this, but they screw with us with the calendar. Anyway, from Aries to Pisces, anybody born on the fourth of the month is absent a father figure. And as a result of, makes their own creative expression, if they are male, as what they are supposed to be. So they pattern themselves over somebody else's energy paternally or father figure wise. Saturn retrograde adds to that. So we have a four and we have a Saturn retrograde. Then when we have Saturn in Taurus, oh my God. Okay, so Saturn is ruled by Capricorn naturally, or rules Capricorn, which is an earth sign, rules the 10th house. When you have Saturn in another earth sign, and especially Taurus, which they say rules Venus, but I actually believe rules the earth. So what we do here on earth. So when you have Saturn in Taurus, okay, in the eighth house, this is earthly pleasures. Earthly pleasures, Saturn in the eighth is often a significant factor, and it's retrograde, in the abuse of a child, okay? So Saturn in the eighth. They are privy to things that they shouldn't be, sexually, financially, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, okay, that they should not be privy to early on in life. And with Saturn in Taurus and then Venus in Scorpio with Neptune, this would be something that was presented to him probably around the age of 6, looking at his chart, if this is the chart that is actually his. It's so hard to know because they just, whatever. So that's just a basic outline of the chart. Now, when you look at Beyonce's chart, I have it written down somewhere here. When you look at Beyonce's chart, Beyonce has a Scorpio moon. That Scorpio moon sits right in between his Neptune and his Venus. So on an emotional level, she's willing to play into the delusion that he presents to her, if you would like to word it that way, which I'm going to word it that way. And then we have Sun in Virgo. So her Sun, she's born on September 4th, her Sun in 1981, her Sun in Virgo sits literally on his ascendant. So she is looking for the expression of that kind of man. And because his Pluto is conjuncting her Sun, which sits on his ascendant, he is in control of her, whether she thinks so or not, whether she's the moneymaker or not. Shake your moneymaker, she is the moneymaker. He is the one procuring the moneymaker out in public. So she was handed off to him. This was a buyout deal, so to speak. So we have that. We have her with a 20 degree Libra ascendant, which puts his moon and Uranus onto her ascendant, okay? Like, literally. So these two are together like this. Like, they fit. Jagged edges, piece of puzzle, they fit. They actually fit together. That's why when I saw online the Pisces rising, I'm like, it's not Pisces rising. That could flip it to the seventh house, but he's more like a first house Pluto in Virgo, if I saw one. He's blunt, straightforward, speaks like, you know, directly speaks the way that he speaks. Now, what do I see happening with him energetically? I see the next 3 years. So we are in 2024. This is whatever month this is. This is March, the beginning of 2024. So we are headed for the next 3 years, 25, 26, and 27, with the beginning initial stages of the knockdown when it comes to Jay-Z. He is not next in line. He is second to next in line. I get a real, real kind of focus between him, Chris Brown, and MC Hammer, okay? So they're kind of all coming around and they're all linked. We know P. Diddy's going down. So, and that was said by his ex-wife and that video I did last June. But Jay-Z is a different story because he's still attached to a hierarchy which encompasses financial, political, and just basically public. So he's not absolutely going to be taken down yet. The next 3 years, yes. There are steps where if he doesn't fall into line, he is going to be shaken up. Now, what I do see 3 years from now, him, his wife, and his kid. I don't know if there's more than one kid. There might be more than one kid. I can't remember with everybody who has kids, but anyway, him, his kid, and his wife, I see them with suitcases, and I literally see them leaving. So their residence will no longer be in the United States. This is what I'm seeing, and this happens by 2027, if not sooner, 2025 through 2027. There is a leaving of the energy here, and there is a flipping of his personality. So what I'm seeing is a complete shift in his personality. So what does that mean? It means that on a representative way, so how I present myself outwardly, this changes. So now I change my tune, put on another mask, and I present myself outwardly in a different fashion. He thinks he can escape by doing that. If I present myself this way, the public will see me this way and nothing will happen to me. Now, he's definitely 100% energetically connected to the different hierarchies on the other side. So this man understands metaphysical principles, occult principles, how to use those principles, and how to move through different layers of energy himself. No questions asked. The reason that he is in the music industry is because of his finely tuned ability to walk a line between what you and I see and where they go, which is different, which is why they have a different lifestyle than us. It's not because they're better or more creative. Understand what you're looking at when you see somebody like Jay-Z is somebody who took an opportunity. Saturn in Taurus, okay, retrograde. Somebody who took an opportunity to step out of a comfort zone and into one that they thought, and this is a greed level. I want fame. I want success. I want money. It's not just I'm a businessman. And he is using his queen, which is Queen Bee, Beyonce, to help him maneuver in that fashion. But it's interesting because what I see is the wax is melting on the candle. So that tells me something as I'm saying it, that these two engage in ritual expression involved with fire, candle magic, which is really kind of novice. Like there's higher levels. Candle magic is a novice beginner way to manipulate energy, but I'm seeing them melt like wax candles. So the facade that they both have and that their family has is actually crumbling right now. You will see it within 3 years. There are legal troubles for Jay-Z that come up in November, and they come attached to another person, but not a person that you actually think, which would be P. Diddy spilling the beans as he gets dragged into court. No, it's not P. Diddy. It is somebody else. And I'm kind of swinging around to Justin Bieber. Like I'm looking at the people up there and I'm kind of torn between Chris Brown and Justin Bieber. But I'm going the Justin Bieber way here because Bieber is involved in this sideways. Okay, so there's a sideways connection to Bieber, which I'm sure they're all in the industry, different forms of expression, but they're all in the industry. So this makes sense to me. And then when I look at Jay-Z and Beyonce, I see the fading on the candle. The wax is melting. They are what we would consider to be high level. To another person, but not a person that you actually think, which would be P. Diddy spilling the beans as he gets dragged into court. No, it's not P. Diddy. It is somebody else. And I'm kind of swinging around to Justin Bieber. Like I'm looking at the people up there and I'm kind of torn between Chris Brown and Justin Bieber. But I'm going the Justin Bieber way here because Bieber is involved in this sideways. Okay, so there's a sideways connection to Bieber, which I'm sure they're all in the industry, different forms of expression, but they're all in the industry. So this makes sense to me. And then when I look at Jay-Z and Beyonce, I see the fading on the candle. The wax is melting. They are what we would consider to be high-level government experiments. I'm going to put it that way. It doesn't start off that way. It doesn't start off that way, but that's what they are. That's the cat jumping in for her opinion. She feels like she needs to talk. Anyway, their expression is, this is a government operation, and it's no longer working, so their Jay-Z will be brought back and remolded in a different form. So they really have no ability to control the outcome of what is going to be happening. Okay, this is ridiculous. Cat, hold on. Get down. Come on, get down. Sorry, y'all. Anyway, she's gone. She's not gonna distract me over there stalking me for lunch. Anyhow, the government, okay, and it is a government, or it is a authoritative takedown of, they're switching midline of what they feel people want to hear or what people want to have happen. So they are taking their public people and they are saying, okay, we take these people and we're going to reinvent them so they're more palatable in a different way. Only thing is, it's not going to be more palatable. So I am seeing the face of Jay-Z and Beyonce kind of shifting in the next 3 years. So by 2027, they no longer wield the public power that you think they do. And they will have to approach you in a different way. Now, on an energetic level, what I'm being told about Jay-Z is that he has investments in all kinds of mind technology, aka Elon Musk. But I'm not sure it's through Elon Musk. It's in other countries, other kinds of capital venture towards the controlling of the human mindset. He has allowed portions of what he chooses to do in his life into a consciousness center where people can tap into being him. So it's almost a robotic stance where you yourself can put the goggles on and learn how to live Jay-Z's life. He's agreed to do this. So he's kind of a captive, but in a public form and has no cognitive or conscious awareness of this. That's a weird thing to say, but that's just the way, that's the energy I'm picking up on. No conscious awareness of what's going on around him. Also, keep in mind,
all your favorite brands are now at Petco.
Keep in mind, they are very much, and here's what I'm getting. I am getting both Jay-Z and Beyonce, because see, he procures her out there. He is her handler, and he is the one that pushes her out there public, and then he profits off her. So we're looking at, and I don't care how much talent you think they have, she was chosen for him. It is a karmic thing looking at their chart, but she was chosen for him in order to help him get where he needed to go. So she's the muse, but let's use this in a different way. Sometimes we use the word muse in the terms of profiteering off of it. He's very aware of entertainers, male and female, where he needs to go to keep his money coming in and what he's actually selling. Now, this connects him to R. Kelly. High level pimping and pandering for the music industry through the trafficking, my camera cut off when I said trafficking, through the trafficking of human beings, okay? So I'm going to put that out there in that fashion. You, me, them, we're going to start seeing through the veil when it comes to Jay-Z, and within 3 years, public favor is removed. Now, he's not the first one to go down behind P. Diddy, but he's a close second. So it's a combination that's coming after him. And when they take him down, they're going to take Beyonce down behind him. And it's going to start crumbling, okay? So it's the next 3 years. On an energy level, what this is it is, understand, when you do occultist high level, and Jay-Z is a high level occultist, as is Beyonce, when you're involved in high level entity conjuring, which they are, when you're involved in that kind of high level type of giving yourself over to those energies, you are not really in control of what happens after a certain point. Like, no matter what anybody says, no matter how big and strong and special they think they are, when you let something into your body and you think you can control it, that's because they let you think that you can control it, not that you can control it, okay? So when you're looking at that, I want you to understand that there is a point in time where people become known and are pushed in the direction where they can no longer get into the physical vessel or the husk. They're kind of like husky. Now, this brings me to another weird energy. When I'm looking, okay, when I'm looking at the children of a lot of celebrity people, I realize that these are, I'll use the word synthetics, but they act synthetic. I'm not saying they're not human. I'm just saying synthetically inclined. I can't read the energy. And if I can't read the energy as a barometer, if I can't look at you in the eyes and read your energy and see what you're doing, then there is something that is blocking me from doing so. And now it can be a block by them, but it can also be because they come from a different origin source, okay? So what they've done in our society is they've gotten us so used to in vitro and having babies in test tubes. Do we really know if someone chooses to do that in a higher echelon, the elite as they call them, in a higher echelon, do we really know exactly what is going to happen with those creations? Because we don't. And Jay-Z and Beyonce are kind of at that level where we're not really sure where that energy came from. Whatever, it's blocked. Now, they can put a protection spell around their kid. And if I were them, I would, because the public is also crazy, okay? So the public can be crazy and they can be crazy. When I look at this, though, I see and am inclined to think that there's a lot more going on. There's a lot of substituting of energy with these two, and there's a lot of moving in the direction. And if you've ever been backstage at a concert and you watch people perform when they come back into their physical vessel, their body, from being out of their body while they're performing, it's quite a sight. And I have seen it personally. I'm not with Beyonce and Jay-Z, but I've seen it personally. It's quite a sight to see someone come back into the physical after being out of the physical. The reason that they're out of the physical is so that they can harness powerful energy to entice people who are watching, which is what these guys are doing. Now, having said that, I get Jay-Z connected to Clive Davis, connected to P. Diddy. And so there's a succession of things happening. Clive is old right now, so he's probably next in line, but I'm kind of shooting off with Chris Brown, and then I'm shooting off with Justin Bieber, and then I'm kind of going to MC Hammer. Like, it's happening. These people are being used on different levels to...
Here at Papa John's, we know our stuff.
So try our garlic epic stuffed crust pizza, made with our iconic...
Take other people's money, clean it, move things all about the country under the guise of their creative talents. Now, Jay-Z... This is going to come to a screeching halt. Screeching halt. Russell Simmons pops up in the conversation. Okay? In the conversation. So I have not heard head nor tail of Russell Simmons. He pops right in right now. For months. I mean, he went off somewhere and who the hell knows where he went. Those words, that hiding, will come to play in the future months. We're going to see conversation from Russell Simmons. It's either behind the scenes, something that is going to bring about a change in how the public looks at Jay-Z. There's like all kinds of things going on. He has a target directed at him because people want him found out. Beyonce does as well. This is what they're doing. Changing the candle wax, upping the game, upping the ante. The energy is very, very odd, but this is what I feel. So it's 3 years, and then in the year 2036, it no longer exists. He is a expression of his former self, and that former self is contained in such a way that we don't recognize it, and it doesn't have the power that it wields right now. So we are in a long line of circumstances happening right now with a takedown, and it's just waiting for them to be taken down, and they've been promised otherwise. They have been promised otherwise. They, Jay-Z, Beyonce, all of the other ones I mentioned, but this is about Jay-Z, they are in the process. Now, what I am seeing is Jay-Z's beginning. Okay, so the succession of being unraveled in the next 3 years starts with a burglary of something. So Jay-Z is in the process of having some connection to missing burglarized items, and it's going to come up around him. That's the first marker. And I'm not sure what it is he steals. I don't know if this is a stolen song, a stolen item, a stolen car. I don't know what it is. But it is a burglary of something I have stolen, and now I'm being accused of taking this. And that is the beginning of it, because they will start nosing around with him. So there's like a lot of nosing around. It's in the theft of something. And by theft, I don't quite know what I mean by that, but it's by the theft of something. And when you look at that, it just draws attention to him, and they don't like attention drawn to them. I also feel, forgive me for saying this, I sound really weird, but I also feel that when they sleep at night, they sleep in coffins. So what do I mean by that? They sleep not like you and I. They sleep in a different way, and they don't sleep till we get up. So there's a whole other shift in energy. If you were to get, they're like underground. Maybe that's what I want to say. It's an underground energy that is not observed by most people on this planet. So the behavior is beneath the surface, and that is part of what is going to be their unraveling. It's very weird energy, and I'm all like all over the place again, but that is going to be the unraveling, is that they are connected energetically to a different source. And I see them connected through the solar plexus. So they hang, okay, so hang, like from the stomach, hang, like when you rise up out of the body, meaning they're not presently grounded in their physical body. I'm talking Jay-Z. Not grounded, but of course his wife, because the two are synonymous. But through the solar plexus, and so puppeteered out like that. So the behavior of them is completely controlled. And it's...